Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Michael Muse. You already know we're on Bashani Radio, coming from New York City. Always talk about everything. You already know how we do on the Get Your Business Right show. We all about being in the right environment, meeting the right people, and making the right power moves. You already know I'm Mr. Broadcastpreneur, a.k.a. the Fearless Coach, because overcoming your fears is not an option. I just want you to know, I don't care what's going on in your life, what's going on in your business. Today is the day you can make that decision, make that choice. And guess what? We are aligned by the universe of how God places things together. And so today, I'm around someone. She remembers vaguely about me, but I remember her intently. She was one of my first English teachers in high school. I want to introduce the woman who was not just a teacher, but now she's a community leader. Now she's an activist. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and add this other one there. I'm going to say it the way I say it. She's a crime fighter now. Hello. So I want to introduce you to one and only Miss Joyce Branham. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? I'm so excited. This is a great opportunity to see one of my former students, and I remember him very well.
Absolutely.
He was very aggressive about education. He was a leader in the school when I met him.
Well, you know what? It took teachers like you who understood that it takes that personal involvement and that personal care to realize that every student matters, that every assignment matters. And you was the one teacher that made sure you not only had a relationship with your students, but you made sure you connect with the parents, because you understood that whatever the child is trying to go to, you want to help them to get there. And you knew that if the parent was not being an integral part of that, and you knew if there was problems at home, abuse, drugs, or whatever, you knew that you had to come bring your smile and bring that energy and your love and what God has put in your heart. And so that is what the world is missing right now. The world is missing people who are really having an empathy for people who need help, having empathy for people who are going through hard times. And you have persevered, you have been standing strong, and you have changed your directions, because you don't talk about it, you be about it. Okay. And so, what made you decide to become a teacher? Let's talk about that, because you were a teacher for many, many years, and you taught at several schools in Detroit where you've had a lasting impact.
Yes, I started out wanting to be an actress, but God directed my attention and to be a teacher. And I loved it. I had a heart for kids, and I wanted them to excel in so many ways, you know, to love, to be kind, to be a leader in the community. And I taught for 30 years. I taught 9 junior highs and 4 high schools.
So you were all over the city.
All over the city.
Now, hear that. I want to say your last school was McKenzie, am I correct?
Oh, no. It was many schools after McKenzie.
Oh, so you had many schools even after McKenzie.
Yeah,
okay.
Many schools after that. And I moved around, and I became a junior high teacher. I taught 4 high schools. High schools were very easy, you know, enjoyable. Junior high was rough. And that's when I became a rapper.
So you say at that point in time, that's why I called it, I say that's the transformation period for yourself.
Yeah, transformation
because
period.
Even after the years of teaching you had already done, you realized that you were at a stage, and based on what society was doing, where the youth were at that particular time, you realized that you had to reach them.
Had to.
And you could not reach them being the woman that you are in a natural. You knew, as the old saying, when you go to Rome, you do what the Romans do.
Right.
And so, if I'm correct, you began your rap career. And so, let's talk about that. When you made that decision, what was the steps you went through mentally when you said, you know what, let me decide to get in the rap? What was that process like for you?
Okay, that process was supernatural. The young people were disrespecting me, the junior highs, they was laughing, and they was just misbehaving in class. I went to church. It was early in the morning, like 5 o'clock in the morning. I prayed, and my prayer was, God, if they keep on taking off my wig and calling me names, I will get them. And then I heard the Lord say, no, daughter, I'm going to strap you with rap. Start speaking their language. I said, what? I don't know nothing about rapping. I don't care about rapping.
God, that's right.
And I said, God, please don't make me be a rapper. He said, no, they have a fool, daughter. You got to target that fool. God was talking to me in the language of the hood. So my first rap was, don't let your fool rule.
Well, let's hear that. Let's hear that rap, okay? Okay.
And so this rap is, everybody has a fool. It's not your mama fool. It's not your daddy fool. Don't let your fool. Don't let your fool. Don't let your fool rule. You rule. You rule your fool, boy. That fool don't come to play. That fool come to steal your life away. So slap that fool. Choke that fool. Don't let it rule. You rule. You rule your fool, boy and girl. And I became a rapper. And they shouted. They said, Miss Branham, you casting demons out of us.
That's right.
And then I became a street rapper after that. And I took my raps to many schools. And I got all my songs are crossover. They go to school. They go to street rap shows. They go to church. And so I became a rapper. And I began to see the behavior of the kids change. They were different after the raps, because God gave me those raps that helped change, to heal them. So it's really a healing ministry.
That's right. And you already know from being in the church and even from the words, the tongue is powerful. Yeah. And so you let God use you, touch your mind, touch your heart, and you begin to use your words, but to relate to them. And for them to actually listen to you, and for you to see the transformation in their life.
Amen. Wonderful. And out of that, the movement was birthed. And the movement is called the Straight Backs. This is the street movement.
The street movement. Okay.
Yep. Out of that, one day, as I was praying, y'all, God said, I want a street movement. And he said, I want to call it the Straight Backs. And I said, God, why do you want to call it that? He said, many of the young men and women be walking in the street, especially young men, on their phones, their back be straight, but they be praying to me. I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to do wrong.
That's right.
And out of that came the movement, the Straight Backs.
Okay, the Straight Backs. I love it. And so through this process, would you say once you started rapping and taking on that persona, did you see a bigger impact, more students learning more and behaving better?
Yes. For example, one of the inner city high schools, the young people, I was there teaching and walking in the halls, and I was calling them Straight Backs. I have a song too called Straight Backs, and I was singing it, and so they would come and they say, I'm a Straight Back. Now, they know straight back means a righteous person, a back who's straight, a person whose back is straight. He don't bend. He don't bend to peer pressure. He don't bend to sin. He don't bend to acting a fool. That's a straight back. So they come into school saying, I'm a straight back, Miss Branham. I'm a straight back. They were telling the principal, I'm a straight back. And when other kids were misbehaving in school, they would tell a man, act right. You a straight back. So I saw the influence of, like, my student, former student just said, the power of the tongue, that it brought life and they were calling each other straight backs.
I love it. So essentially, you really started a subculture within the culture.
I love that. But
this way, it was all positive now.
Yeah, all positive.
And what attracts me to what you just said is what's missing in our homes and even a lot of our churches in our community, that accountability for them to see their peer not act right. Say, hold on, mm-hmm. brother, hold on, sister. You're not acting straight back.
Exactly.
And that took a lot of accountability off you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because anytime peers hold themselves accountable, that's a great cause for the first step of greatness.
Right.
Because when you can listen to your peers, and when your peer call you out and you are accountable to it and they're responsible in their action towards it,
mm-hmm.
to take that mental shift, mm-hmm. say, hold on, I just said some foolish things, and wow, he just told me I need to straight back. Okay, let me get straight back. And to make that decision and to move forward is powerful.
Yep. And I saw it in elementary school, because I began to sub after I retired. Even in elementary school, all the way to high school, and then the streaks start calling themselves straight backs.
Mm.
The rappers, when I open up the rap shows, they'll say, I'm a straight back, Miss Branham. And they call me Harriet Tubman of the Hood.
Now let's talk about the Harriet Tubman of the Hood, because you know as well as I know, it's when it comes to the history component for our youth.
Mm-hmm.
It's not our history and what we've been through overall is very deep, but what we're taught has been very shallow.
Yeah, that's true.
And so when you talk about Sojourner Harriet Tubman, do you have to actually start to explain who she is to them first? Because
many times I explain, and many times I go into my rap, which tells a lot about her. That's one of my top hit on the YouTube, Harriet Tubman of the Hood.
That's right.
And I advocate education. I talk so much about getting your education. I have a song called It's Time to Develop Your Mind. And with Harriet Tubman of the Hood, if you don't mind, I can say a little bit of it. It's, I'm Harriet Tubman of the Hood. You crossing over. You crossing over, straighten up your back, boy. You were made to be a crook. You better get to the library. You better get to the library and get you a mind developing book. So I go in to talk about education, about love, respect, and that they crossing over.
So when you hear the story about Harriet Tubman, because the reason why I want to kind of hanger her for a minute, because a lot of times when kids are taught about Black history in particular, they're always told about this always nice persona, and you just got to be nice to do every single thing you do. Harriet Tubman was not that nice persona. She was a gun-toting.
Yeah.
And will cuss you out if you didn't, and you will get shot if you didn't. She did not believe in you starting this journey to be free and you to be stopping halfway talking about, I'm scared, and talking about going back.
Exactly. And that was emphasized at the end of the rap. You know, I talk about that. Don't make me have to pull my gun, boy. You know, if you're going back, once you start on this journey. And so, when I do hit the stage, I hit it with violence, because Harriet Tubman, like you said, she was a woman of violence, and a good violence against unrighteousness, against prejudice, against weak backs. I got a son called Weak Back too, but I'm not gonna do that. But anyway, what you brought out, that we have to be passionate if we're gonna grab these kids and change them. Into the transformational issues of their life to change them.
That's right.
And the consciousness has to be changed. And so I still go back to what the Bible has said, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And my former student brought that out, that only speaking life to these young people can change their minds. Because when God gave me that movement, he said, I want it to be fun, daughter. I don't want you to tear them down. You know, build them up. Do you build up or tear down? Do you build up your students or tear them down? So my premise is to build them up and let them see that you got greatness in you. Tap, tap, tap into that greatness. I have a song called that too, Tap Into
That's
Your
right.
Greatness.
I love it. And I want to ask you a question here, a little more detailed, but I really want to attack different sides of a spectrum here. Mm. The first spectrum is the parents. I want you to, what are 2 to 3 things right now a parent need to be doing to get their child, to start to have their child be on the path where they can have that type of straight back mentality?
Well, I'm a preacher. So I'm a street preacher, and I see the foundation is God. Because you can teach your kids the promises. If these kids can learn raps verbatim at 5 years old, they can learn the word of God.
That's
they
right.
can rap the word. The word can get in them.
That's right.
And they will have power. They will have power. God would direct their lifestyle. God, and it is up to the parents. We used to have Sunday school where they had the basics of foundation because we're dealing in a demonic world. And they need this. They need the backbone. And then get them in Saturdays. We're going to study. Today, y'all going to study the human body, even though you're in school. Yep. You can do a report on the
That's
human
right.
body. You mm-hmm. can do a report on Black history. The parents, let's go to the library. Y'all not going anywhere until y'all give me that report.
That's right.
Get them orchestrated. Then have fun with them. Enjoyment. Okay? You going to the library this week? Y'all do well. This time we're going to somewhere else where you can enjoy yourself so they can see that life is enjoyable. That going to jail, how is that enjoyable? How is that? Because if you enjoy life, they ain't going to jail if they enjoying life. And enjoyment comes from having a relationship with the Lord and also having a relationship with your parents, single parents. Somebody can pick it up. You may be a single mother, somebody, an uncle, a neighbor down the street can help you with your kids. A pastor, a deacon can be that role model for your child.
That's
you got to
right.
seek it out. So it's no excuses because God said, I'll give you grace. There's mothers
That's
that
right.
got grace to raise sons.
Yes.
And raise them honorably. Honorably. So God gives us grace, and I can
That's
preach
right.
on that. But
well, let's hit the next one. Let's hit the next one. I believe is important. The community. What do you think the community can do more to play a part in helping change that mindset?
The community has a big role, and that is first of all loving on the young people, not tearing them down. Like you coming, mothers used to be out on the corner. Saying, you want a word of prayer, son? How you doing in school, son? We can be that agent to lift the young people up. So many times I hear negativity about the young. You ain't doing nothing. You know, these kids, they so bad. No, that should not be in our mouths. We have to, again, we're going back to the power of the tongue. Every
That's right.
church should know everybody. Now, I don't know this, but as I'm speaking before, the Lord told me, I should know every child on my block. I should know every child on my block. I should be able to pray with every child. How you doing in school, buddy? Come here, let me talk to you. What's your favorite subject? Let me pray. And then the Bible says that we're supposed to take care of the widows and the fathers. Look how many fatherless kids it is.
That's right.
But the community has the power to get, like other communities, other races, they surround their young people. They teach their young people. They teach them stocks and bonds.
That's right.
And financial literacy. And that's part of my program, too. I had many parts that I'm a good with the community. One school just picked up my program, a real big high school. So thank God for that. But the community has a right to stop seeing negative. See, they pick up the news, what the news say about young people.
And you know, when you said that, I think one critical part with the community is the community has gotten to the point where they're scared to talk to the youth.
Yeah.
I remember being a young boy, and I knew that if I wasn't in school, I knew an older man, he didn't have to even be anybody in particular, but if he see me walking down the street and it's school hours, mm-hmm. he's going to ask, why are you not in school?
Yeah.
And if you're not in school, do I need to take you to school or take you to your parents?
Mm-hmm.
Now, and back during those times, like I say, boys would look, see men, and we knew it was a healthy fear.
Not like that.
Because it's an authority figure.
Mm-hmm.
In the natural, a boy already knows that a man is supposed to be the protector.
Mm-hmm.
So just knowing that in the natural, when he sees especially a group of men, he know he has to respond straight back, righteously.
Yep, he knows you know, that.
He know he has to respond righteously. But see, now, let's flip it around now. Kids now are very disrespectful to the elders and parents and leaders.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being a study a few years ago where they said 50 years ago, the most important thing to a child was their family, their church, then their school, then their peers.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's their peers. It's first. So the
Something
peers,
happened.
For the vast majority, their peers have more influence over them than the church, has more influence over school. And so we see the effects of it. And so we're getting close to the end here. But I want to ask you the question. So what do you see, where do you see your movement going, the Straight Back movement and everything that you're doing with your rapping and being a Harriet Tubman from the hood? Because see, it's the reason why it's Harriet Tubman from the hood. Because we no longer commune no more. So that's why we got to say it's the hood. We just pass, yeah. See, hood, you just pass through.
Yeah.
Community is because you commune, we come together, and we haven't been doing that. So what do you see, where do you see your movement going in the next 2 to 3 years?
Okay, I see that my movement is going to take over the city. Young people, many young people want positivity. They are tired of their loved ones, their friends, their buddies, their peers getting murdered. They're tired. They may not express it like that, but they need direction. I feel that this movement is well, to help direct them into having a full, whole, wholesome lifestyle that they'll be able to live and take their kids to Disney World. I feel that this movement is going to spread the positivity of it because we're in an entertainment age and they love music. They love
That's
entertainment.
Right.
So if we can get that positive image with the songs and other rappers who are joining me, total positivity.
That's right.
Going to change the culture. When little kids can come into school and say, I'm a straight back. That's how I rock it. That's the straight back thing. I didn't do that. And the time
right.
to develop my mind. That's one of their favorite songs about education. They love that song about it's time to develop your mind. That some of you are made to be psychologists, biologists, criminologists. And go through the science, the math. And so it's going to spread. It's going to spread to the penal institutions because I went to a prison and I told them about the straight backs. And they said, when we get out of prison, we joining the straight backs.
That's right.
They're compot. So we have people, it's going to spread. It's going to spread in the streets. It's going to spread in the schools. And I believe the schools going to affect the streets. I have one little scenario that I see and then, a high school kid, he joined the straight back movement. And then his brother been in prison. He gets out, he's all buff. All he does now is go to the parole board, It checked out. He's trying to find a job. But he see the fun that his little brother is having. Going places, traveling. That's all part of the straight back movement. Learning about business, developing their own businesses. And he turned around and he says this. I want to be a straight back. I think, little bruh, I'm going to join the straight back movement.
That's right.
So that's what I think that is headed.
Well, you know, we didn't get to the end of this interview. How can they reach out to you so they can share about your movement and you can pops come speak and whatever, so they can definitely connect with you, because you are definitely have a movement in place where you making changes. So how can they get in contact with you?
Okay, we're going to have a big event called Fun City, Not Gun City. It's September 10th. We're going to have gospel, jit dancers, a big talent show. Come on out. Fun City, Not Gun City at 19321 West Chicago in Evergreen in Detroit. You can get in contact with me. Pastor Joyce, Facebook. That's Joyce and then Branham. B-R-A-N-H-A-M. Branham. And then I'm on YouTube. Harriet Tubman of the Hood. And YouTube. Instagram. I don't know my Instagram stuff yet. I just got hooked up with that. But YouTube and Facebook. Joyce Branham. And you can call me, 313-948-1155. I'm open for to rap. I'm open. I'm a preacher. I have a radio show, 1440 AM. I can come to your church and preach. And I'm a comedian, upcoming comedian. So those things, you can call me again, 313-948-1155.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. I love it. This is what the world needs. More people like you who are making an impact, who are loving people, who are standing in the gap, who are not just telling them what they need to do, but you're showing them. And so I'm so thankful to have you on the Get Your Business Right show, because you're making sure that you are being put into the right environment, being the right people so they can make the right power moves.
And thank you so much. This is a great honor. I appreciate my former student. I'm so proud of him, Michael Muse. Bless y'all. And thank the Lord for this interview. And I thank God for what he's doing in me. And I'm a senior.
That's right.
I'm 74 years old.
Y'all hear it? She's 74 years old. She's still out here. She's out here lecturing, teaching, uplifting, encouraging, rapping. So she's a force to be reckoned with. And I'm proud to just not just say she's a former teacher, but a woman of God, a woman who is shining her light in this dark world we live in. And guess what, people? You already know. I love you. God loves you. And there's nothing you can do about it. This is Get Your Business Right show on Bashani Radio. And see you next time.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.